Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew chapter 27, verses 59 and 60. That's our passage today. Let me read it and then make some comments. Joseph took the body, wrapped it in clean linen cloth, and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance of the tomb and went away. This was not what the disciples had bargained for. The one who promised them life was dead. The one who spoke of saving others couldn't even save himself. How is he going to prepare those heavenly mansions he promised when his body lay in a cold, damp tomb? Was the burial place the destination he meant when he said, "You also may be where I am"? The grave was one location they would not need his help to find. But there was Jesus, silent in the grave. The early days with Jesus were full of promises. Jesus' call to follow me was enough for them to drop their nets, shut down their shops, and traverse the countryside with a man they hardly knew. His call was gripping, and watching him at work, witnessing the healings and hearing him teach filled their hearts with a sense of awe and wonder. And when there were questions, every day brought more proof that he was for real. Until now, Jesus was silent in the grave. Why would a man who claimed to be God remain silent before human authorities? How could one who resisted the temptations of Satan submit to the torment of soldiers? How could a man speak with such power and now refuse to register a defense? Why would a man who walked on water march to his death without a fight? How could a man who raised the dead die? Confusion filled their hearts those days when Jesus was silent in the grave. Lord Jesus, tune my heart to you in my silent time of questions and doubts. In your name I pray. Amen.